This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Adeline Chung, and you're listening to Stylefile, where we stay on the pulse with what's brewing in the fashion industry. This week, we're joined by Joshua Fitton and Misha Shah of Atalia Fitton to discuss their entry into Raya fashion with their Raya 2018 collection.
With Raya, we thought it would be cool if couples could wear them, like, matching, but not being tacky matching. Like, mm-hmm. not identical.
Not the cheesy kind.
Yeah, not the cheesy Korean couple.
After that, Florence Song, style lead at Zalora, and our very own BFM Othnia Ting discuss how you can use linen to complement your outfits.
I like how it's so lightweight compared to normal shirts, so you can actually wear it over a t-shirt in Malaysia and not die of heat in the name of fashion.
But before we get to that, let's speak to our style makers for this week, Joshua Fitton and Misha Shah. Atalia Fitton has been around the KL fashion scene for quite some time now. Founded by Joshua Fitton and Misha Shah, the brand started out online in 2014 and has since settled down in a cozy boutique. In that time, they have made a name for themselves with exquisite bespoke suits making waves at various runways. Besides bespoke fashion, the brand also does ready-to-wear items from time to time, and Atalia Fitton's Raya 2018 collection is their first ever ready-to-wear collection. Informed by the past, but inspired by the present. That's the design language of Atalia Fitton. And their Raya 2018 collection reflects this with intricately designed pieces inspired by fashion of the past and named pieces such as Agung and Putri as an homage to traditional Malay fashion. Joshua Fitton and Misha Shah joins us in the studio this week to talk about the growth of their brand and their new Raya 2018 collection. When you guys were on the show 2 years ago, you hadn't set up a boutique yet. And as of last year, you finally set up a shop at Zhongshan Building, right? Which has been quite popular as an arts hub. So tell us a bit about how the shop is doing in that locale.
The shop's doing really well, actually. Well, Zhongshan is just full of creative people. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting. We've found ourselves a new family. We've got a really nice, cozy location now that our customers can come to. Yeah, it's been a nice progression from us going to people's houses and offices, doing the concierge service, to people coming to us and being able to show an interior and a shop that portrays who we are.
And sets the mood to
brand image. It shows them what the brand is about and mm-hmm. what we are like. And yeah, we made it all cozy and people can have come and have tea and coffee with us. So.
That's nice, right?
Yeah.
Now, Misha, now that Atalia Fitton has a boutique, has anything changed in the management aspect of the store?
Well, now that we have a store, obviously, like, I have to look after how it is like when people come in, whether we have, like, employees to look after the appointment times and stuff.
Yeah, you arrange timing a lot.
Yeah.
Now we have to do, like, scheduling, who's in, who's coming in, who's coming
visual
in,
so merchandising
we don't overlap. Customers don't overlap and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to do the store. We have to change the visual concept of the store and keep it interesting all the time.
Well, previously, you go to client most of the time, mm-hmm. right? You meet your client wherever they are. And this time you have a shop, which means client comes to you.
Yes.
So what's the best part of it? And, you know, do you think that it's easier that way?
It is much easier. Everything's already set up. Like, mm-hmm. our fabrics are already set on the table, on display and stuff, so it's easier.
Instead of
for
carrying all the way
yeah,
to
exactly,
clients.
Yeah, we've got, like,
Josh doesn't have to break his back.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got colour samples on the wall, so I can just point at, like, you should wear this for this function mm-hmm. and stuff. So, yeah, it's easier because everything is already set up mm-hmm. and we've got samples to show. We've got mannequins that already are dressed up in, like, suits. And
so that's like a sample for people to look at, right?
Yeah, so all our stuff that we've shown on the runway will be on the racks or on the mannequins so people can see and try on. So it's much easier selling items when people can see it and mm-hmm. touch it and feel it and wear it and stuff. So, yeah.
Why did you decide to move to Zhongshan Building? What is it about a building that you guys want to move there instead of other places?
I found the building
on Instagram
about a year and a half ago on Instagram. It was through Malaysian Design Archive, their Instagram page. I thought they were going to put up another exhibition, so I texted them asking where it's going to be and said, right. Oh, no, we finally found an office space, a studio space. And they told me to check it out. I looked up where it was, and I happened to be at my workshop in Shiraz. And it was like 9-10 minute drive. So I went to check it out. Fell in love with it immediately. Brought Misha there the next day. And like a week later, we signed the lease, I think.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I think so.
Everything went on smoothly.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, yeah, because we've been looking for a good year before that. Just
scouting places.
Yeah, just scouting areas and looking at buildings. But nothing really just clicked. This one just
everything. Love just, at first sight.
Yeah, everything just fell into place. Yeah.
And the idea of the building was quite cool because it was an arts hub. So it was like, oh, it's perfect for us. Yeah. And they really choose who their tenants are. I think we were the only...
we're the only fashion house.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Let's go on to your Raya collection. Tell me more about it.
Raya, it's been hectic putting it together because we decided really, really last minute that we actually wanted to do it.
What actually made you take up the trend?
We've always wanted to do it, but it was a matter of where we're going to produce, where we're sourcing the fabric from, because everybody's going to China and producing in China and like, yeah, I don't speak Mandarin or any dialect for that matter. So that's going to be tough for us.
Challenging. Right?
Yeah. And I've got this thing about needing to check everything and everything needs to be like somewhere where I can easily access.
Right.
So we needed the factory to be in Malaysia, preferably in KL itself, which we eventually found. Fabric was another issue. And then funding, we needed to figure out our numbers. So yeah, all that had to like fall into place. Misha had a big headache with all that.
It's all done now.
Yeah, it was just me like, can I use this fabric? He's like, no, too expensive. Can I use this fabric?
So walk us through your first ever Raya collection.
Okay, it's inspired by very local, traditional, like old school traditional cuts and silhouettes. I spent a lot of time in the National Textile Museum. Mm-hmm. I can give you a personal tour even now.
Wow. We have more time. We have more time, I'm sure.
I've memorized that place like the back of my hand. Yeah, so it's based on very, very traditional cuts and silhouettes, but using more, I guess, more modern fabrics. I wanted it to be loose. All the traditional cuts were very loose, not really tight, hugging like the modern kabayas and stuff. So it was very loose and airy. I wanted to keep that with our like baju kurung cuts and stuff. So they were all like, some of them were A-line cuts. So yeah, we've got different elements of Malaya or Malaysia mushed together into our Raya collection. Yeah.
So is it just for like men or do you have it for women as well?
We've done 50-50. So half women's, half men's. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, women's is almost sold out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this collection is also the first of your brand's women's clothing, right? Why did you decide on including clothes for women, you know, as part of the collection?
I've actually been dabbling in like making random bits and bobs for ladies.
Making this shirt for me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, we've always...
Do you only have it or is it for sale?
Yeah, it's a bespoke one. Yeah. Yeah, we've always included in our runway collections like one or two pieces, girls. And slowly we've increased it to like two or three pieces and stuff. So with Raya, we thought it would be cool if couples could wear them like matching outfits.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
But not being tacky matching. Like, not identical.
Not the cheesy kind.
Yeah, not the cheesy Korean couple. It's okay. It's a Malaysian channel, no? I'm sure it's not. No Koreans are listening in. I don't know. Maybe.
You, I tell you. So since this is your first time exploring Raya clothing, right? Are the types of fabrics, you know, used different from your suits?
Yes, very.
So what kind of fabric do you use most?
That was another learning curve for us, I guess. I'm used to working with wool and cotton now with suits and shirts. But with Raya, I guess trying to meet our price point, we've had to like go with cotton blends and mainly cotton blends. So with that, especially in this weather, can get quite hot and sticky. But when you look at the cuts, it allows for airflow. And so that's what we've focused more on, like, baggy, more flowy.
More comfortable.
Yeah, more flowy. So nothing too tight and restrictive. And yeah, so that you have room to expand when you eat and stuff. So yeah.
So how many pieces do you have for your Raya collection for men and women?
We have a total of eight looks.
Eight
looks, but one of them comes in two colors. So, yeah.
So four for women, four for men?
Yes.
Ah, I see. So does each design signify something? Do you have a story behind?
Actually, each one does. They're all paired up. they're not exactly the same color, exactly the same material when it comes to the boy and girl. But when you look at them, like, you will know, okay, this
one. You can identify.
Yeah, this one will go with that one kind of thing. Each one does have a different meaning and, well, story behind it. We have the flowy kebaya, kimono kebaya thing. So I wanted to do a kebaya, which is very Malay, but I didn't want it to be fitted. So I kind of took a cross between a kimono and a kebaya and just made it like a...
Kimono baya?
Yeah.
Kimono baya. It's called the kimono baya.
Yeah, during production, that's what we were calling it. We were like, the kimono, no, the kebaya. Like, which one are we talking about? Yeah, so that was interesting. We've got a polka dot matching outfit.
Oh, that's cute.
Thing that was inspired by my grandmother because she wears like all these polka dots and tiny little flowers on, on her baju kurung every day.
The putri was inspired by you making shirts, right?
Oh, yes.
And you just wanted to make a baggy shirt.
It was a cross between a shirt and a kaftan.
Oh.
Yeah, because my mom always wears kaftans around the house. And I was like, how do I make that a bit more formal? I'll just stick some cuffs on them. So it's a kaftan with cuffs on them. And
oh, that's interesting.
What's the boy one with the... with the sarong, because you've named them all. I don't know the names.
Oh, so what are the names? We've got a few. We've got putri, we've got bunga, we've got... There's an agung.
Although I don't know which one that is.
Putra, there's... Horrible.
There's so many.
There's quite a few.
Look it up on the website.
Yeah. I named old Malay names for them.
I see. So how did you come up with a name then?
I just wanted old traditional names because what inspired him was like coming back from his grandmother and like he'd go into old museums to look at really, really old ancient kind of designs and just making it really cool, right? So I was thinking, oh, what would be cooler for the names would be like old traditional names to go with the looks. And that's where
Got
all these.
So in terms of like designs on your fabric, the design fabric... what are they mostly? You have polka dots and all?
We've got polka dots and mainly stripes. Mainly stripes and polka dots.
Yeah, stripes and polka dots.
I mean, since it's your first Raya collection, right? How different are they, you know, compared to other Raya collections from other designers? How do you stand out?
I guess every designer has their own design language and what they're good at. And I guess when it comes to Raya and us, we're still trying to figure that out since this is our first one. But I had a lot of fun designing it.
I think from the feedback, a lot of people really like it because it's very breathable. And, you know,
it's flowy and not fitted.
Hate wearing stuff that's too tight because they really want to eat during Raya, right? And when you wear something too tight, you have to wear your Spanx and then you have to pull everything in and then you'll be like, oh man,
you just want to relax.
Yeah, so,
I don't want to think about all that. So
there's a lot to think about, actually. But I mean, I understand that your brand was part of Fashion Valley's runway show sometime in April, right? Where you showed off your Raya collection 2018, you know. I believe reception was good. What do you think?
Yeah, surprisingly, really, really well, actually. Especially after the show and Misha wore the, can't remember the name of it.
It's called the putri.
The putri to meet our customers.
Yeah, we got sales on that day itself.
Yeah, on the day itself.
Oh, for your Raya collection?
Yeah.
Yes.
On the day itself, people. But we didn't...
We were halfway through production, so we were like, okay, we had already had bookings for a few items.
So would you say that the fabric that you guys have chosen, you know, would be suitable for, instead of just Raya, you can wear it on other days, even after Raya as well?
Oh, for sure. Especially the putri, the last look. It's like a jubah thing that he did. You can actually wear it with shorts or jeans. On the day after the fashion show, I just wore it with shorts.
Yeah.
Because it's like a shirt, but...
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Better so you with can, jeans now.
Shirt / shorter jubah.
Because it's made from a kashet material as well. So it goes along with anything. You want a casual look and you want to you want to be more serious, you could wear it with, I don't know, work pants or tights. You could do anything with it, really. You don't have to wear it.
Somebody was trying it on with black jeans in the studio and it looked really good. So just wear that.
I think Raya time, a lot of people just want to be, you know, you want to be traditional at the same time, but you want to be comfortable, right?
Yes, yeah.
We've also seen that you've partnered with Zef Shoes for at least two events for matching shoes to go with your clothing. So how did this collaboration come about?
It's not really a collaboration. It's more of, I guess, our design language kind of jive and just happen to work together. We don't design anything together. It just so happened that when I design a collection and I start looking at their stuff, I'm like, oh, that kind of goes with this look. That So we'll just approach them and say, like, can we use your stuff and we'll just credit you on the runway. And yeah, it happened again with Raya. Amazing guys, really easy to work with and really nice shoes as well.
But have you ever thought of, like,
designing
shoes, you know, work something on it.
Not yet. Maybe in the future.
Well, you have men's and women's collection, and then it's all about matchy-matchy for Raya, right? Mm-hmm. What about for kids?
We do kids bespoke if they want to come.
Yeah.
So we do like baju Raya for children, mm-hmm. but it's all bespoke. We're not mass-producing that yet.
We're not going to
mass-producing
children.
Not yet.
Future, right? Well, when you were last on Starfall, you had not found an interest in producing your own accessories beyond ties and pocket squares. Has your thoughts on this changed?
We are looking at bow ties now. So that's still in the works, but then don't really want to be using fabric that is pre-printed, like that you can just get anywhere kind of thing. So we're looking in depth into it so that we can design our own patterns and print our own fabrics, so everything could be from scratch. So that might be quite a while still before that actually hits the stores. So yeah, that's our next project.
And what about your previous runway shows? You fitted female models with men's clothing and they look quite good, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So have you considered bespoke tailoring for formal women's clothing?
We already do that.
Apart from just Misha.
We already do that. So we do suits, shirts, dress shirts for ladies for the office environment, or just...
Yeah, last year's KL Fashion Week, the runway had a women's jacket, mm-hmm. which we
that's
were
wearing. That's actually tailored to women.
But in a dress shirt,
whatever I put on her seems to sell, so I just keep...
She's your model. She's going to be the ambassador, right?
Yeah.
So are there
she's
any...
also my guinea pig.
Which is good. It's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah. I'd be happy. I'm getting half of it.
Right. So are there any other upcoming plans for Atala Fitton?
Fashion Week is mid-August. I can't remember the dates already.
Oh, the KL Fashion Week.
Yes.
Do we have the dates yet?
Yeah.
We have the dates already. I can't remember.
18th? 18th, 20th?
Oh, every year is about the same
it's
week.
It's mid-August. Yeah, something like that. So yeah, we're working on designs for that now.
Right. What will you be featuring?
Last year we did fun, happy, colourful. Mm-hmm. I think I want to go dark and grim this year. So yeah, that's going to be interesting, I think.
If you're looking to tailor a suit, you know who to look for. That was Joshua Fitton and Misha Shah, the founders of Atala Fitton. Stay tuned, because coming up next is Florence Song, style lead at Zalora, and our very own BFMer Othniel Ting sharing some thoughts on how to wear linen clothing. But before that, here's Florence and the Machine with Sky Full of Song, played at Tory Burgess Spring Summer 2018 in New York. This is Style File, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's Adeline Chung on Starfile. If you'd like to listen to us on the go, you can download our BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. And now Florence Song's style lead at Zalora, as well as our BFM's own Othniel Ting, share their thoughts on how to stay in trend with linen clothing. Well, a lightweight cloth perfect for the summer weather, as we call it the whole entire year for Malaysia, is summer weather. And I know you can find it a lot at British India. So Florence, give us a quick breakdown of the trend.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, linen brings to mind, you know, my parents and British India, because they love that shop for some reason.
Yeah.
For some reason, parents love British India.
And they're expensive.
Exactly. But you could find possibly anything in linen there. It seems to be like, you know, the highlight of the shop. But I mean, it's taking over my Instagram feed at the moment with like mm-hmm. social media editors, social media influencers, you know, turning to the natural fabric for like a fresh and, you know, pat back take on the summer dressing trend. And linen these days, it's a more worn-in way to minimalism. It still looks, you know, sleek and minimal, but it's more casual.
Yeah, it's more
and
casual.
It's more interesting as well.
You can't really wear that at night, right?
Well, I guess you can if you're going to like a beach, you know, mm-hmm. dinner thing. Yeah, I guess you could, like, I've worn it at nights before, you know, to the club even.
Well, I can't speak for the women, but for men, I think French linen shirts, you know, those are great for sunny days at the beach. Mm-hmm. I think Uniqlo carries a lot of those in different colours. And I love linen shirts in stripes. But I think I've seen lots of linen suits as well. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, a wedding in Greece, maybe outdoor wedding in Greece, a linen suit would be nice.
Well, I mean, it seems like the both of you have mentioned mostly it's meant for beach wear. What about, you know, us living in the city? Do you think that it's suitable? Would it look nice? How would you pair it?
Oh yes, definitely. Because I mean, with the hot weather here, linen's the perfect material to go for. You can even wear it to work with linen suits, like, you know, casual pastel linen suits are perfect for summer, lightweight jackets. Or you could even wear like linen dresses. There are some that are like midi skirts or, you know, romantic blouses in linen. So those you could definitely work into your everyday wear as well.
So where can we find good linen and affordable at the same time?
There's this brand that has recently caught my eye. It's called Shop Sayang. So you can actually look it up on Instagram, and they have really great linen pieces, midi skirts that you can, you know, easily work into office wear, or separate such as tops that you can wear to the beach or on a weekend out with your girls.
I mean, what's the price range like for that?
I think it's around 200 ringgit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's quite pretty decent,
yeah,
actually.
Pretty decent.
For a dress,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for a local brand as well. Mm.
For the men, I think I like how it's so lightweight compared to, let's say, a normal shirt. So you can actually wear it over a t-shirt in Malaysia and not die of heat in the name of fashion.
So what's the best way to style a linen outfit?
Well, it depends on which piece that you go for. So the big ones these days are like the linen dresses, which I see lots of girls pairing them with other on-trend items such as the basket bags, the straw bags, cat eye sunglasses with, you know, layering their necklaces. So that looks really good as well. And nighty strappy sandals.
Super holiday kind of feel,
yeah,
right? It's like you're in Greece.
I already feel like going to the beach.
I know, me too. I need a holiday now. Do you think that, you know, this is a trend to invest in or not?
Personally, I would invest in it because they're lightweight pieces, and you know, most of the pieces out there you can pick and choose from, you know, neutral colours that you can keep wearing. Those are like classics that you can keep in your wardrobe. So they're not specifically very trendy pieces that might go out of style. So yeah,
I mean, it gets wrinkly, right?
It does. Traditionally, that's kind of what put people off linen. But I think the good news is that the fabric tends to get softer after each wash.
Yep.
And also, these days, many creations come in like a cotton mix.
Right.
So they don't crease as badly and as easily as well.
So that was Flowing Song and Our New Thing with the latest on the trend of linen wear. If you've missed any part of the show, catch up with the podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile and give us some love on our Facebook page, Stylefile on BFM 89.9. You can catch the repeat of the show on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. or listen to us on the go if you're a busy bee by downloading our BFM app. It is available on Google Play and the App Store. But before that, here's Post Malone with Candy Paint, played at Tory Burch's Spring Summer 2018 in New York. This has been Stylefile, and I'm Adeline Chung on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.